There is a lot of wasted time in life with envy. At one point or another, I suspect that we are all guilty of feeling envious. It was the promotion we didn't get, the assignment we didn't receive, the praise that wasn't lavished on us. It was the way in which some other brother seems to get more attention than we do. I suspect that at least once, and probably more, we have been envious of someone else. And the problem with envy is that it eats away at us if we don't address it. And it eats away at us because envy, by its very definition, causes us to focus on what we don't have. We didn't get this praise, or we weren't given this assignment. Or, as I experienced in my time in the diocese on the personnel committee, we got this assignment and we didn't like it. What is the message that Jesus is trying to get at in the gospel? This is bad economic policy. Studies will indicate that if this were, in fact, the way a company were to proceed, people would, quite frankly, over time, just do the one-hour work. This is not a lesson about how to run a business. The similar is true with merit pay and education. It's a bad idea, even though educators like it, because it causes the individual to focus only on those things for which they get pay and not to take initiative about what needs to be done. This isn't a lesson about the economy. It's a lesson about our spiritual life. You see, in our lives as Dominicans, we have everything we need. If we were to look at the blessings that we have, especially when compared to the rest of society, they are many. We have job security. Maybe that's not always the best thing in the life of the province, because if we had more vocations, life would be a little bit better, but we still have job security. Dominican life, unlike parish and institution life, we have had more financial security. We don't rely as much on the collections of parishes, for example, to fund our lifestyle. We have each other. Most of us, and in fact I would argue none of us, should be living by ourselves. We have the support of one another. It's difficult, but it's part of our life. What Jesus is trying to get at is two things. The most important thing is that because God loves us, we have everything we need. God's love is not a consumable. It's not the case that when God loves us and then he comes along and loves someone else he creates, there's less love to go around. We even see that in our own human lives. If parents have more than one child, it's not the case that they run out of love or they have less love if they have more children. Love is not a consumable. It's an action that human beings are capable of. And so the first lesson here is that God longs to save everyone. This landowner goes out again and again and again to bring people into the vineyard. The second lesson is that on some level we are called to do the same. The first reading reminds us how important it is to seek the Lord while he may be found. And when is it that he may be found? Anytime in our lives. Think about again this idea of envy. What if in our life, rather than saying, "Why is this pandemic ruining everything?" And I think in some ways it is making everything very difficult. What if our question was, what good is God going to bring forth by allowing the evil of this pandemic? Is there something, some blessing that will be drawn forth in my life, not because God creates the evil, But because God can teach me to bring something wonderful from it by giving me the grace to do so. What if we were to see the joys and happiness that others receive not as things that we might be missing out on, but as signs of God's presence active in the world? Today's readings are very much about recognizing that God's love is limitless, and when we seek the Lord while he may be found, we share in that limitless love.